Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Darius Jennings, yes, our
sir.
Guest.
Yes,
what's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing today?
Good. I asked you when you sat down how practice went today, because you've been making a play every day,
yes, sir,
that makes people turn around and say, okay, and write down the number 15. Did you make that play today?
I believe I had a solid catch today.
You know, who was it against?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
You know, I was just out there.
It's just a number?
It was a number. a linebacker kind of cut it, got a finger on it. It was just a concentration catch I made on the sideline. So...
How does this camp compare to past camps for you? We'll get into your path across the NFL.
Yeah.
But your name is being mentioned a lot, mm-hmm, for a roster battle here. Has it always been that way? Have you been this consistent but just haven't been able to get over the hump?
I feel like I've done fairly well in previous seasons. I've just been fortunate enough this year to kind of have those opportunities,
yeah,
to really go on the field and produce and show what I can do. So, I mean, definitely fortunate for it, just – come on, every day and work, man.
Does it affect your mindset at all when you're constantly one of those guys that's playing under, I feel like, intense pressure to hold on to his job, to keep his job, to make a roster? I mean, that's been your entire pro career,
yeah,
so far. You've been one of those guys. Does that just kind of sink in as something that you are in reality, or does that change how you go about your business every day?
I feel like you kind of have to tag it all the same, just because, whether if you're on the top or the bottom, if you're not doing your job, they're going to look to replace you. So, it's a business. So just come out here and work, compete, put my best foot forward, show the coaches that I can play. Every time I'm on the field, I feel like I'm the best one out there. I feel like the other 10 guys on the field with me have that same mindset.
It is the career transaction list of a true pro. I mean, you scroll and scroll and scroll,
yeah,
through all of these moves. Everything from Cleveland, when you're undrafted, you sign with them.
Yeah.
You end up on their practice squad, and then the Browns signed and released you multiple times while,
yeah,
you were there. Then you end up with Chicago, I believe. You,
yeah,
stick around for a bit. Then you're with the Jets and the, mm-hmm, practice squad there, and then now here. Like, is it easier now to live life on the bubble than what it was back in 2015?
Yes, just because, my rookie season, I was going to work scared every day, just making sure that I came out there and, handled my business. Now, you kind of settle into it, just realize you have to control the controllable. You can't let those things that out of your control affect your play on the field, because in the long run, that's going to affect where you land.
Darius Jennings, our guest. Are you antsy every time your phone rings and it's from the facility?
I
would be.
Not anymore. I was once upon a time, but, I'm at peace with my career. Everything in the past has set me up to be where I am now.
Did you ever think about just giving up football? I mean, you've been waived so many times. Is it like, okay, now it's time to try something different?
Nah. Just because I feel like I'm great. I feel like I have a lot left in the tank. I feel like I can come out here, compete, produce, play at a high level.
Do you miss returning kicks? were a great kick returner in college.
I was, and I do. But I'm here to do my 111, whatever it is on the field. I'm here to help this team win, and whatever the coaches feel like I can, fill in. So I mean, whether it is returning kicks or blocking for the guy returning kicks, I'm going to do my job to the best of my ability.
Darius Jennings, our guest. You had an internship. It was either a couple of months ago or last year with Under Armour.
Yeah. It was this past offseason.
What was that like? Was that cool?
Yeah. I actually did two internships through the NFLPA. I did one with Under Armour, and then I did one with Events DC.
What do they have you doing?
So with Events DC, I was with their strategic initiative team, just kind of helping them work on their projects, and everything. And then with Under Armour, I was working with Men's Apparel, just kind of give my feedback on designs, meeting with people, seeing how the clothes fit and everything. So it was definitely neat, especially with Under Armour being right in my backyard. I'm from Baltimore. So,
right.
It was a nice being home with that.
Is that something you might want to do when you're done playing?
Who knows? But, I mean, that was an opportunity for me to figure out what I like, what I don't like. Expand my horizons, test the waters for life after football. I mean, I'm trying to ride this wave as long as I can. But, you know, it's going to end for all of us sooner or later. So, you know, I'm just trying to prepare myself for that a little bit as well.
Darius Jennings, our guest, known for being a good football player in high school. You also ran track, also played basketball.
Yeah.
Is that the underrated sport in your arsenal? Are you a good baller?
I feel like every football player feels
jump.
Like they're a good
baller.
You can
jump.
Yeah. I think I had like a 38-inch vert when I came out. But
he shrugs as he says that.
But yeah, you know.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I was decent, you know. Basketball was my first love until, you know, about 11 or 12, then my skill set kind of transitioned over to the football field. But, I mean, I had offers for football and track. I didn't have any basketball offers.
Okay. Have you always been a receiver throughout your career? Were you a quarterback at one point because of your speed?
Yeah, so high school, I was a quarterback. You know, I didn't play receiver until my freshman year of college. So, coming out, I had offers for a quarterback, receiver, running back, corner. No, I was under that athlete category.
See, I think that's interesting you bring that up, because one of the things Vrabel mentions as one of your top skill sets is your decisiveness with your route running.
Yeah.
So where did you learn to pick up on that? If you play quarterback in high school.
Yeah.
You start as wide receiver as a freshman at Virginia.
Yeah.
Who taught you the way at receiver? Who did you turn to?
My position coach in college, Marcus Higgins. You know, he played quarterback in college a little bit and some receiver, and then he made that transition once he got to the NFL and played receiver. So, you know, he definitely kind of helped me out with that. You know, but really just time and effort. You know, it was shaky coming out. You know, I was really just an athlete out there at receiver my freshman year. You know, I probably didn't learn how to play receiver fully until halfway through my rookie year in the league. You know, really just like...
So on the practice squad?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I was in Cleveland going up against Joe Hayden every day. You know, he definitely made me better. You know, and, you know, I mean, also having a quarterback mindset kind of helped me out with the game as well, just kind of seeing the whole field.
So but, really, that life on the practice squad in Cleveland fine-tuned what you are right now, what we're seeing right now.
Definitely. I was balls to the wall every day.
Darius Jennings is our guest. Have you been watching Hard Knocks in Cleveland at all? Is that something the players do?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm entertained by it.
Yeah, you try to keep up every year. You know, days are long in camp, but no, when we do have those off days, you try to catch up on your
TV.
Do
you compare it to what life is like here? Like, do you say, oh, that coach reminds me of this guy kind of thing? Is that typical for every team, what goes on Hard Knocks?
Maybe a little, you know.
Would you think about what you would look like on the show? That's what I would automatically think. Yeah. But how would I sound? How would I come across on this show?
I do not.
No?
No. I mean,
you're a better man than I.
I like to watch for entertainment. But I mean, when we're on the field, we're focused. No, we're locked in. So I don't think I'd be worried about the cameras too much. But for me, you know, just because I spent a year and a half in Cleveland, you know, it is kind of unique to see some of those familiar faces on there.
Darius Jennings, our guest. Rashard Matthews has been banged up. He hasn't practiced yet. Do you view it as you're getting his reps, like how beneficial that is for you, especially with the first team in preseason games?
Yeah, nah. I mean, I don't see it that way just because the entire league, you know, is a next man up. So, you know, he's not Rashard and I'm not Darius. You know, we're a group as one. So, you know, we go out there together as a group, compete as a group, you know, and try to make each other better as a group. So, whether his number called or mine, you know, we have to go out there and do our job.
You're from Baltimore.
Yep.
I'm guessing a Ravens fan. You know Dean Pease well? have you gone up to him and told him that you watched his defenses growing up?
You know, we haven't had that conversation per se. But, I mean, growing up, I was a Ravens fan. But now, you know it tightened up all the way.
Yeah, you can't be from Baltimore and not love the Ravens and Lewis and Ed Reed and everybody, right?
Yeah.
Darius Jennings, our guest. Paul rejoins us. Paul, give us your thoughts on Jennings' camp so far. We mentioned when he first joined us, I said, you're known as being a guy who's been making a big play per day. We're always riding down 15 somewhere. And life on the bubble for him has to be better this year than it's ever been.
Yeah, and a lot of opportunity, obviously, because of guys who aren't out there. You made a catch inside yesterday, right at the end of practice, right? In the right side of the end zone. Talk us through your path to get there. The throw, I think it was Gabbert.
Yeah.
And who was on you over there? Sims, maybe?
I believe so. Yeah, you know, that was just Blaine, you know, having trust in me. You know, he put it up in a position where it was a 50-50 ball. You know, just the work that we put in throughout OTAs and camp and everything. You know, he just put up there for me to make a play. You know, and I was fortunate enough to come down with it.
I'm sure you're an optimistic guy.
Yeah.
But you had to come in here based on how many times you've been cut and stuff. I wonder if you wondered how realistic the chance was and how much that's changed over 3 weeks.
No. You know, I mean, I come here and I prepare as a starter every day. You know, my rookie year, you know, trial guy in camp, you know, there were 50 guys. They wound up signing 8 of us. You know, I made it through. You know, I was impressed about for the first 12 weeks. And then first game, activated. I was playing 90% of the snaps. I was returning kicks. So, you know, it can change in the blink of an eye. So, you know, you always have to be prepared. You know, always have to be ready. You know, and I take pride in that, in taking that mindset into work every day.
Absolute fair shake here. No concern from them. You can't tell any difference in them treating you as a guy that's been cut a bunch from a guy, from Corey, who was drafted fifth.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I definitely appreciate that, but I think that speaks to how I work as well. You know, just come here being a professional, you know, trying to study as much as I can, you know, just show them that I am a pro and that undrafted title, you know, doesn't mean anything with me.
Darius Jennings has been our guest. Great to finally get you on the show, man.
Yeah,
keep up the
big
plays.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.